Tonight, the gap at the top of Drum Corps International is 1/10 of a point. 1/10. 16 days from finals. Let's get into it. This is The Recap, the daily DCI podcast from DCI Forge. I'm Reed Callahan alongside Coop. Every number tonight comes straight off the sheets. Two shows last night, 12 core. Coop, you ready?
Born ready, Reed. Episode one, the first of what I'm going to call several.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi first. Blue Devils take DCI Southern Mississippi at 92-95, up 1.3 on the night. Blue Stars second at 88.55. Troopers third at 84.55, up a spot.
Say, and Troopers move as the guard again. Our desk wrote a piece called "The Guard is Carrying Them," and it still is. The flags are towing that horn line up the standings.
Evansville, Indiana, Santa Clara Vanguard, Wind Drums on the Ohio at 91.3. Phantom Regiment second at 88.85, up a placement. Colts third, 84.3.
Yes, here's what got me. Either were Vanguard won that show while their guard trailed the field by 4/10. Like, winning with your weakest sheet showing? Nah, that's a bold strategy, Reed. And right now it's paying off.
Down the table in Hattiesburg, Blue Knights, 84 even. And that pulls them level with Colts on season totals. That gap was 0.85 one show ago, and music analysis paid for every bit of the climb.
Two core, one chair, dead level, and the schedule already booked the rematch. Saturday in Atlanta, same field. That one settles itself.
Now, the story of the night. One show ago, Blue Devils trailed Bluecoats by 1.4. This morning, the gap is 1/10, and the engine that closed it has a name, Color Guard, 2 full points clear of the field.
2 points clear in one caption, Read. That's not a lead, that's a zip code. And trust me, when a guard is that hot, everybody on that field knows it. Every single rep.
And quietly, out in Evansville, Vanguard now sit within 0.05 of Carolina Crown, and they are the only core in the top tier whose momentum still reads accelerating. Our projections page calls them the shadow contender.
Nobody talks about Vanguard in July, historically. That is exactly when you should be talking about Vanguard.
Two more movers before the numbers. Phantom Regiment cut their deficit to Boston from 3.09 to 2.04 in a single show, riding a visual proficiency sheet 1.5 points clear of the field.
Keep an eye on Blue Stars. They're gaining more than a point a show on Vanguard, and their guard is running 1.2 above the field. A 2.15 gap with that closing speed isn't a gap, Reed. It's a countdown.
By the numbers, 10,000 simulations of finals night, August 8th, Indianapolis. Blue Coats, 50% for gold. Blue Devils, 20. And Boston Crusaders, sitting fifth, still carry a 55% chance to medal.
Fifth place with better than even podium odds. That's not a hot take, Reed. That's just math with good manners.
Caption winners. The Devil's Guard in Hattiesburg. Phantom's visual proficiency 0.45 clear of the field. And Genesis with the drum line of the night. Plus 0.7 in percussion while the field went flat. In the cut line, Troopers 9th, Colts 10th. Blue Knights 11th, 0-5 from top to bottom. Three core, two chairs, still very much alive. One more from the bottom of the Evansville sheet, and it's the tightest margin of the night. Genesis, 74-15. 1/10 behind Seattle Cascades after trailing them by 1/3 of a point coming in. The drum line bought every 1/100th of it, plus 0.7 in percussion.
And they get the Cascades again. Friday night in Madison at Drums on Parade. 1/10, one rematch, 48 hours. This is why July exists.
Tool of the week. The What If Simulator at DCIForge.com. Pick a core, pick a target, and Path to Position hands you the caption-by-caption road to get there.
I asked it what the Devils need to catch Blue, and it handed me an actual roadmap. For decades, that roadmap was a dry arrays board in a stadium parking lot. Read. This is better.
On deck, Friday is a triple header, Syracuse, Madison, and Birmingham. Then Saturday in Atlanta, the DCI Southeastern Championship, Bluecoats, Blue Devils, Crown, and Boston. Same field, same night.
First scoreboard meeting since the gap hit a 10th. Saturday settles arguments.
That's the recap for tonight. Scores, projections, and the full analysis desk are live at dciforge.com. And the morning after read lands in your inbox when you subscribe at dciforge.com/newsletter. For Coop, I'm Reed Callahan.
Stay fast, stay clean. Watch.